So obviously it's been interesting, a lot of Scandinavian stuff over the last few years over here. I mean, how do you see Heartless fitting into that?
It's looks very much alike. It's like the Scandinavian noir, and it has the same sort of greyish, blurish look. So it's I mean, it looks like the Bridge,
yes.
Just a little bit better.
I think it's, you know, without that being the goal or the objective, I think it's like to maybe the next level of it. You know, we have the visual side that's
yes.
very much like also the killing stuff like that, like Sebastian said, with the dark, the gray, but also like the very clear, beautiful light we have in Denmark. But then with a bit more American twist with the supernatural element in it. So kind of a new direction, let's call it that,
yes.
of the Scandic noir.
Yeah.
I mean, was it the supernatural element that appealed to, well, I guess to both of you for the series? Was it the supernatural element that was one of the things that appealed?
It was also one of the things that got me a bit scared, because I've never done anything like it. And we've never seen anything like it in Denmark, in Danish.
No.
So that was also a bit frightening. But I like the fact that it was not vampires. I like the
yes.
fact that it was something new. So that appealed to me, yes.
Yeah, the challenge in it, I think, appealed to both of us.
Yeah.
And that we wanted to make it credible. We wanted it to make something that people believed in. Yeah.
Yes. But it's aimed at is it fair comment to say it's aimed at kind of a slightly sort of teen audience rather than, you know, kind of a slightly older? I mean, is that a fair comment, would you say?
It is.
About
yeah.
the show. So
yeah,
I guess you had to find the balance between making it, you know, dark but not too dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To find balance.
Definitely. But I also think that I love the thing about, you know, not speaking down to your audience. I
yes.
think that young people need also some realism, and you know, to young people are also dealing with tough issues like family problems,
yes.
Death, troubles at school, troubles with their sexuality. So I think, you know, you could do both. Like, you could do something that was intriguing and in some way adult, but that still spoke to young people and what they're going through.
Yes. What about you? Would you echo that? Or
yeah, totally. Yeah, that is that's the point of the series.
I mean, do you think kids are a bit more sophisticated now than they were a few years ago? Do you think that?
No, I don't think so. I just think,
or is it just exposed to more things? Or
yes. they are sophisticated.
Yes,
but I don't think they are more than 10 years ago.
It's just that we're more aware of it, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's quite a big cast, isn't there? You know, for the show. I mean, how did you feel working with, you know, quite a large cast for a series like this?
Great. It was amazing, and it was so much fun for all of us. It was, for me, it was kind of like a second high school or something, but with people with the similar interest as me.
Yes.
So it was great, but it was also a production where we had to work really, really hard, and had, like, Sebastian and I had a lot of scenes and very little time to do it. So obviously, you know, we had to, like, boil it down, all the fun, you know, we had to be professional, but everyone got really well along. And really liked each
when
other.
When we had time off, we had fun.
We drank a lot of beer and had a lot of fun.
So, I mean, was it quite a long shoot for the series? Was it quite a long shoot?
No.
It was very normal, like, the stay. Well, it was like 2 month shoot for the first five.
And then 1.5.
Yeah, so that's very normal. But it was a lot of hours per day. More
yes.
than normal, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, was it a mix of studio and exterior shot? I mean, in
there
terms
was
of
no studio,
no.
It was all
on
location.
Set.
On
yeah,
set. Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
And that was very important for, especially the visual team, like lighting and photography and stuff like that. They were very much into like trying to keep it as real as possible, especially having this supernatural element. That it would feel too studio-ish.
Yes.
If it wasn't in a real castle or in a real forest or stuff like that.
So was the school, was that a real location
yeah.
that it was shot? So it was no,
yeah.
that was all a real location.
Yeah, exactly. Nesbyholm Castle.
So how was that, to film in that? Was it fun to film in
It was. It's always,
a location
it's always
like
fun
that.
To film on location.
Yeah.
I really love location.
Yeah.
I really I really don't dig studios.
No.
Location is much more fun, and it really helps going to location.
Yeah, it's a gift for
the right setting.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to ask you. I mean, is there a difference you think between? I'm not sure it's a question you can necessarily answer between, say, Swedish, Danish, and Norwegian. I mean, obviously, you know, when stuff is shown over here, sometimes it's unfairly lumped together, you know, as Scandinavian. But yeah, there obviously is a difference. I mean, what do you see the difference between, you know, the three different kinds of Scandinavian TV or the approach?
I see a lot of similarities, so I get why people kind of put that into a box. I think you could say that similarities are of people trying to keep things very realistic.
Yes.
The humor, which is actually very much like the British sense of humor, very dry, very ironic, very dark.
Yes.
And that's also very, you know, how it is in the North, and also just like a work ethic about, you know, work hard and keep your head down, and it's kind of like the same that is in the UK, I think. But I get why the Scandinavians get, you know,
I haven't watched very much Norwegian stuff.
I have, actually.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
And right now, I know it's not completely Norwegian, but actually right now I'm very much into, I'm seeing the reruns of Lilyhammer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess that was a co-production, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But it's very Norwegian in it.
Yes.
And it's very, well, non-glamorous, let's put it that way. I feel that the Danish maybe is a bit more, you know, European, international than the Norwegian, which is very, it's also just geographically, it's more away. Mm. The Danes are maybe a bit more international than the Norwegian.
Interesting.
But they would probably say something
else. They would.
Yeah. I mean, just, I guess I've got to wrap this up very quickly, but, I mean, how would you describe Heartless in that kind of one-line Hollywood sort of elevator pitch, like one line? How would you describe it? In one line. Could you describe it in one line?
One line.
If you had to pitch it to somebody, you know, say, what's Heartless about? What's...
It's about...
Sorry.
One line.
It doesn't have to be one line. It could be a couple of lines.
Oh, yeah.
But...
It's about...
Well, I think, you know, the whole thing about it is that it's complex.
Yeah, it is.
That
it's
that it's, you know, we have things that are very much opposite, which is the supernatural thing and the realism. But you get both in Heartless, and I think that the ambition level is very high, that it's very Scandinavian, but new Scandinavian.
It's about discovering yourself and love and all sorts of stuff you go through as a young person.
Yeah, cool. Definitely.
All right, brilliant. Listen, thank you again. Thanks very much. Lovely. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Cheers.